Habilitat, the drug rehabilitation facility on Oahu's windward side, comes to most people's attention this time of year through its Christmas tree sale. But for Jeff Nash, Habilitat's executive director, it's a year-round mission, one whose methods are built as an alternative to traditional 12-step programs. Habilitat's method takes addicts through three stages: treatment, reentry, and post-reentry. And Jeff is with us to say why all three stages are essential to long-term success. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
To some degree, is Habilitat kind of a rethinking of methods of addiction treatment?
Well, it's certainly a different approach than the mainstream approach.
Mm-hmm. What's different about it?
Well, there's several things that are different. We take a behavioral approach, so it's not a hospital setting. It's not a medical model. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's long-term. A typical stay at Habilitat is about 28 months long to go through all the different processes.
Wow.
And, of course, we take a holistic approach. We're not giving people psychotropic medicines. It's basically a recovery community, in a sense.
What's a psychotropic medicine?
That would be medicines for that are prescribed by a psychiatrist, antidepressants, antipsychotics, and
Zoloft.
Zoloft, yeah. So there's been a trend in the addiction treatment industry to prescribe these medicines, especially in a crisis situation, as a crisis intervention. And, you know, that's certainly one way to do it. Our approach is a little bit more holistic. We want to teach people how to make good decisions, how to eat properly, exercise, how to have healthy boundaries. It's a very holistic approach.
How define holistic for me, if you will, sort of all aspects of
all
behavior?
All aspects of behavior, attitude, decision making. Yeah, the whole aspect of mm-hmm. the whole human being. So our approach is actually not just about addiction. We're looking to treat the entire person and their particular circumstance. So, you know, for us, the drug use is just a symptom of a great many other problems. So from our perspective, if you just get the person to abstain from drugs and alcohol, you haven't really fixed the problem. And as such, you see a lot of relapse. So drug use is really not our focus. It's to heal and learn how to deal with all the things that created the addiction to begin with.
When somebody first comes into your facility, mm-hmm. they're probably, in terms of the behavior you want to change, they're probably at the beginning of their stay doing everything wrong.
Well, I don't know that they're doing everything wrong, but there's certainly more resourceful ways to do things, and that's what we're going to teach them. So, yeah, you see a lot.
But you know what I mean. They're locked into behaviors that are counterproductive.
Yeah, and usually they're coping skills, and they're not resourceful coping skills. So they can – and they learn. They weren't born that way. They learned these coping skills through their experience in life. And if they learn those skills, then certainly they can be taught other skills, and that's what we concentrate on. But, yes, you're correct.
Addicts can be extremely resourceful and clever in getting to their goal of getting high, right?
You are exactly right. And what we found in the 46 years that we've been doing this is that if we can capture and refocus that type of energy, ex-addicts can be a real force to be reckoned with, you know, in a positive way.
Because, you know, the classic sort of paradigm of the manipulative addict, the hustler, is based on a pretty sophisticated understanding of human behavior, right?
Correct.
You do what you've got to do to get to what you want, which is to get high.
Right.
And that can, you know, that can really draw on, it can bring out a lot of, you know, it can be very intelligently done.
It can be. And if the end goal is something a little more positive, something that benefits your family or your community or whatever, those inherent skills that every drug addict comes with, it can be a very powerful thing. You know, a lot of times people don't believe it, but I'm a former drug addict from mm-hmm. many years ago. And that's what I learned at Habilitat, was to focus that same energy that I use to cop dope every day, to get over on everybody, to beat the system, but to use it in an honest way to help people.
One of the things that's almost an inevitable part of an addict's life is causing pain to those you love the most in the world, right?
That is correct, and that's one of the things that we teach people not to do.
How do you deal with that? I mean, you would think that we would have an instinctive aversion to that, but dope seems to just wipe out that aversion.
Yeah, so people that become severely addicted to drugs, it becomes a very selfish thing, and they get really lost in continuing their addiction, and what happens is the addiction becomes the only thing that's important. And family members, even we've seen cases with they forsake their children, they
sure.
give up their children, and then of course when they get off of the drugs and they start to put their lives back together, there's a lot of guilt that has to be dealt with because mm-hmm. of the poor decisions they made. But yeah, there's a lot of people that get hurt because of it, and people that are in the throes of their addiction, they really can't see past the next hit. And for people who've never been in that situation, seriously addicted or whatever, they just can't understand it. And it is difficult to understand.
Once you get on the road to recovery to the point where your conscience kicks in and you're feeling guilt over the people you've hurt, that can be a paralyzing thing.
Yes, it can.
How do you get past that? I mean, I would think that would be cause a lot of relapses, you know, the difficulty of getting past that particular hurdle.
Sure. So for a lot of us, it means trying to right the wrongs. In my particular case, the most important thing my family wanted to see is that I was living a decent, honorable life. So mm-hmm. choosing that path and finding meaningful work that helps other people to make our community better reconciled a lot of the things that had happened between me and my family. So we teach people to correct, to make amends, to make amends for the things that they did wrong. And in some cases, that means just stop harming people and start doing the right thing, by your family, by your community.
When you've got someone at the facility who has done that kind of harm and is racked with guilt, how do you reach somebody like that? You would think they would be so caught up in the, in their own problems. How do you even get through?
Well, you create a safe environment, and you create an environment where they can talk about it. So it's interesting because our society is actually it actually frowns upon people, especially men in our society, talking about the way they feel. We're supposed to just,
weakness.
Yeah, it's weakness or whatever.
Yeah.
And the reality is if you want to heal, you've got to start to discuss it, and you've got to confide in some other people that maybe have been there and done that and can help you find your way out. So the first step is to create some dialogue and get, we have to create a bond with the individual so that they trust us and they believe in us. And then slowly but surely, we start to talk about it and find out what they feel and look at the various ways that we can assist them to make right those things that they've done wrong.
Doesn't sound like something that could be done in 30 days, does it?
No. It takes a long time. Yeah.
Well, Jeff, we wish you luck.
Well, thank you.
Good work that you're doing.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, and good luck to you too.
Thanks for coming in. Jeff Nash is Executive Director of Habilitat, and you can find a link to the center's Christmas tree program on the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.